This week, news broke that Turkey had suffered its worst ever mining disaster after an explosion and fire in a mine in Soma claimed almost 300 lives. But why are explosions such a risk when mining? Dave Ansell and Kate Lamble have your quickfire science.
Coal is produced when organic matter, normally plants from swamps or forests, gets buried and then squashed and heated over millions of years.
This causes the organic matter to break down. Elements like hydrogen and oxygen are driven off as various gases, leaving the carbon which forms coal.
These gases can be trapped in pockets in the coal, but millions of years later, as the mining process splits the rocks apart, gases can be released once again.
These gases can include carbon dioxide, the poisonous gas hydrogen sulfide, and methane, also known as natural gas, which can explode when mixed with air.
Methane used to be known as fire damp and was particularly dangerous for miners in the 18th and early 19th centuries, when the only source of light was from candles, which could ignite the gas.
Miners used to use canaries and other small birds to detect asphyxiating and poisonous gases as they would succumb before humans were affected. But methane could reach explosive levels without affecting a canary.
To solve this problem, the British chemist Sir Humphry Davy invented a safety lamp after he discovered that a flame wouldn't pass through a fine metal grill. This meant it was possible to burn a candle in a metal gauze tube without igniting any gas outside.
Davy also found that the flame would change colour and shape depending on the gases in the atmosphere, so he could detect a dangerous situation.
Even the coal itself can be dangerous to miners, because if coal dust is fine enough, it will burn very quickly and effectively explode.
Any explosions in mines can also make the environment more difficult for humans to breathe, because a limited oxygen is consumed.
Even more dangerous is the carbon monoxide produced by burning fuel without enough oxygen. This binds to the hemoglobin in red blood cells and prevents your blood from transporting oxygen.
In 1907, in the US, over 3,200 people were killed mining about 2 billion tonnes of coal.
However, electric light, ventilation, gas sensors and modern safety equipment has made coal mining far safer than it once was. So in the US in 2012, only 35 people were killed, producing about 600 million tonnes.
However, the safety record in other countries has some catching up to do. In the same year in China, over 1,300 people were killed, mining about 2.8 billion tonnes of coal.